Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, June 10th, Missions Monday. I'm reading from the New International Version and we are in the book of John chapter 3 verses 1 through 21 today. This is the story of Jesus and Nicodemus. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. But whoever does what is right comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Here in this passage, Nicodemus comes to Jesus, and he is a bit confused. He's trying to work out his theology, and he says, "Rabbi, teacher, we know you're from God. We see you doing these signs, and we know that that is by the power of the Lord only." And then Jesus says to him, "Unless you're born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God." And I think Nicodemus probably was so confused at that point. And he's like, "How can I be born a second time?" And the Lord reminds him that he has to be born of the Spirit. And then we have John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Two things I want to do in closing. First, I want to highlight our mission partner, Restoration Academy, which is a private school for children in the 5K through 12th grade. It's in Fairfield, Alabama, and their mission is to advocate the two greatest commandments, love for God and love for neighbor. And they believe that all students deserve access to quality and Christ-centered education, regardless of their income or their zip code. And this week during Vacation Bible School, we're collecting classroom supplies for restoration. So if you can drop some supplies by the church, we would appreciate it. We're trying to gather Clorox wipes and boxes of tissue, paper towels, things like that. There's a longer list in the bulletin, or you can reach out to me if you want more details. And then in closing today, I wanted to just share with you a snippet from a song that was played at Life Week tonight. Life Week is our youth VBS, and their theme is Follow. And this song talks about following God, following Christ, wherever He leads us.